Well, hello everybody. We are starting a brand new edition of Bid Nerds, your daily nerd out on the most interesting car of the day from all the automotive enthusiasts, auction sites. My name is John Polnick, along with my partner, welcome, Michael Deeb. How the heck are you?
Dude, you know, I am such a dyed-in-the-wool, turbo-look fanboy. I couldn't resist. As it is Luftgekühlt 9 week, we picked all Porsches this week, and we saved the best one for last because we have a turbo look, Deeb's favorite, air-cooled G-body.
Nice. All right. Well, let's get to it. We'll say hello to God and Classic. We'll show a commercial for them later. We love those guys, and we love the nerd herd out there. Let's get to the car. Let's get right to it. What do we got?
All right, John. On Bring a Trailer is a 1986 Porsche 911 Carrera Targa with the M491 package. This is a no reserve auction. The car shows 132,000 miles and is offered out of Buckley, Washington. Is that anywhere near Snohomish?
It's kind of the opposite end of the city. It's as far away from Seattle as Snohomish is in the opposite direction.
Okay. Got it. Well, anyways, so that's where this car is located. And John, a couple things about the car. What do we say here? The car has some modifications done to it. It's got an aftermarket front valance with like an oil cooler and fog lights. It's got some 17-inch roof wheels. And the car came with standard seats, but somebody put sports seats in it. And then it's got a muffler at the end of it. So I think it's like a Dansk muffler with a chrome exhaust tip coming out of the back. And then it's got an aftermarket head unit on it as well. So it's like a Sony CD player. And there's got a personal steering wheel, and it's the Monza edition of the personal steering wheel. So I say this all the time. You've got a rare car, put it back to stock. I think this guy's going to leave some money on the table. It's a no reserve auction. He got a friend to help him with the auction. So the guy who's representing the car is not the guy who owns the car. And I think that there's going to be hell to pay because I don't think this car is going to bring the money that it should, because I believe when you leave those options, those aftermarket pieces on the car, you narrow the appeal of the vehicle to the masses. And you're going to go out of your way and put it on BAT and run it no reserve. I would want the car to have the broadest appeal possible. So if you've got the stock wheels, put them back on there. If you've got the stock front valance, which is probably a really big pain in the butt to do, I would put that back on there as well. I'd source the original steering wheel, and I'd put even if the car stereo is broken, I'd put the stock stereo back in there and make this car look like it's been loved and cared for its whole life. As I understand it, the current owner of this car bought it in 2008. So it's long-term ownership, which is something that I think bodes well for people in the Porsche community. But I look at this car and it looks like a resto mod. It doesn't look like what it is, which is a rare packaged car from 1986. And 86 is a good year. They upgraded the suspension on these cars. So this car handles better than mine, believe it or not. I feel like I want to like this car, or if I was in the market, I'd be looking to rip this car. I'd buy this car knowing that you could probably get it for a song, because I don't think it's going to bring the retail number that it should with all the stuff on there. And then it could put it back to stock and you'd have some equity in the car while you're driving it. So anyways, cool car, and it's close, but I think they swung and missed. I think it's a missed opportunity here, John. I don't know if you'll agree with me, and I kind of hope you don't, because I love it when we argue. But I would put this car back to stock and expect to get a few more dollars than I think this car is going to sell for. And if you're in the market for one, I think there's enough there that it'd be easy to put this car back to stock. You could buy this car and either have it for, you know, drive it for a little while and sell it with a little bit of equity in it, or you could just buy one below market value, because I think this car is going to suffer a little bit because of the way it's presented. So JP, a turbo look with some mods on it. Am I being too hard on the car? What do you think?
They're all period correct. I'm kind of with you in the sense normally that, okay, yes, a stock car, a stock blue chip 911 is definitely going to bring more money than typically a modded one, or at least you're not going to get the money for the mods. But did you see that Tag Heuer commercial with Ryan Gosling that dropped over the weekend? I think that's really going to help this car because it has the roof wheels. Check it out. I know that this one is, you know, not a Targa, but it's a wide body and it's red. Its guard's red and it has the same wheels. I mean, what the hell? What are the odds that this car comes to market and then this car is breaking the internet right now? I don't know if you've seen. Have you seen this video, Michael D?
No, but I'm gonna watch it now.
Oh, dude, it's crazy. It's really funny. The funniest thing about it is that, you know, they're selling Tag Heuer watches, which if you're a watch guy, I mean, yeah, I own a Tag Heuer, but Tag Heuers are not where do you go? How do you knock a Tag Heuer? There's nothing wrong with them, but they do get a little, they're kind of like the Boxer of nice watches. They're just, they're great, but they just don't command respect. The funny thing about this video is it's all about how Gosling won't give the watch back, you know, that he was in the commercial.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But JP, I'm trying to get to the scene, huh?
That might be my favorite take you've ever made on the show. That
really?
Tag Heuer is the Boxer of watches. That's dude, that's Bid Nerd's gold right there. Holy hell. We got to get that on a t-shirt.
Oh, man. I'm trying to find the scene where the girl jumps from the golf cart onto the roof of the car, and you can totally tell that she, like, smashes the roof. Like, the girl jumps from the golf cart, and you could just see the roof buckle, and it's like a no sunroof car, and everyone's like, on the internet. Of course, Dwayne Wick, like, blew a gasket when he saw it and was freaking out. But it really is the same configuration, the roof wheels. This is a Targa version of that car.
Could you imagine Dwayne Wick, the owner of the car, in period, for the White Snake video where the girl's dancing on the hood of the car and Dwayne's like off camera just going, no, she's scratching my hood, you know, like, and everybody else is like, like, that's the hottest thing I've ever seen. And Wick would just be like melting in the background, like, she's gonna scratch and dent the hood. It's like, it's okay, John.
Dude, it's okay. I can't believe you didn't see it. It's all over the darn interwebs. Let's see.
I'm gonna watch it.
Yeah, you definitely got to check it out.
Can you copy the link and put it in the bio for the video?
Yeah, it looks like I was looking at the bloopers before. That's why I couldn't find it. But here it is. They're chasing it. Is that the same valance? Is that a different one? Is that the roof valance?
I don't know. You got to go back to that scene. It's one more time.
Here he's taking off. He's taking off. There's the back. The props girl's coming after her. All right, there's the front.
Yeah, same front end.
Same front. It's kind of the roof setup, right? And she pulls him out. Let's see if we can get to the part where she ruins the.
If this consigner, and I'm sure it won't happen, but if this consigner had any, you know, was as tapped in as the Bid Nerds are,
right?
He would take the length of this video.
Boom! Roof is collapsed. Look at this. And here she, boom, just crushing it, like literally crushing it, not like doing a great job. God. She's actually crushing the roof.
Good stop. Look at that.
Does that not break your soul? If you're some, you know that Dwayne Wick literally can't pee right now. It broke his like whole like urinal system there, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the
urinary tract. Yeah.
Urinary
that's
tract
amazing.
Just squeezed up so tight. Yeah,
great.
I think this.
On the pause. Way to get
thank
that.
You. Thank you. Yeah. I think this commercial is going to help the car. I think it's gonna bump. The thing that you're right though is that you see this car drive. The thing that I like about the car is that it doesn't have like a lot of the 86 wide bodies of that era had the box rockers. The cheese graters, right? You know,
right.
And somehow that was avoided back in 1986 with this car. How did someone go into the dealership and have the option to get the box rockers and the cheese graters and resist the urge and just go classic and not get the box rockers? They made the right choice, right?
Yeah.
But in 86, that was peak 80s, right? That's when that stuff,
totally.
The strakes and all that stuff was so in. They didn't do it. They picked 491, but not that stuff. Kudos to the original buyer of this car. All that said, here it is, the car. I think the car is set up beautifully, and I think the problem is that you see a lot of fake wide bodies, and I don't have a problem with you know someone gets a Targa and then they make it a wide body on a Guards Red. Why not? Right? It's that classic look. Because
or
it has
a primer
that,
with a Marlboro livery.
Right, even better with a slant nose. But you know, with the roof nose and the roof wheels, I think it's a great classic look. It's clean. But you see this car and you don't think that it's a rare 491. You just automatically think, because it's not stock, you think this is a car that's been made to look like something that is.
You made my point for me. And it's rare, John.
Yeah.
In 1986,
how many did they make? Yeah.
In 1986, they made 193 of these in Targa for the world, and only 57 of those 86 M491 Targas came to the United States. So this is a one of 57 car in this country. And again, I'm not disparaging the front end or the wheels. I just think you narrow the appeal, and I just think that I think the juice is worth the squeeze to pay the money to put it back to stock. Even if you're going to include those pieces in the sale, I think for in terms of marketing, I would shoot the car stock and include a photo with all the pieces on there, and then throw the wheels and the front end in with the photo, lay them on the lawn in front of the car, and say you get all of this for this lot, but the car is stock. I just think that you'd experience a premium for that. Now, your commercial, would it help? Yeah, but I think this auction is running too soon to that commercial dropping for it to make a difference on this particular lot.
Wait a minute. What you mean if the commercial were out longer?
Earlier? Yeah, if it had been out for a month, then I'd say this car would do well. But I think that, like, first of all, I'm a Porsche guy. I hadn't seen the commercial until we're doing the show.
I'm
this
frankly
car closes
shocked because it's
days.
Been everywhere. If you're a Porsche,
that's awesome.
Do you have the internet? Like, was your AOL machine like melting and it just didn't?
Mm-hmm.
It's the thing with the email. Is the
internet. Yeah. It was that on YouTube because my dial up can't really carry YouTube.
Yeah.
You know?
all right. Well, look. What do you guys think? Is Ryan Gosling going to help sell this guy's car? I mean, boy, if I were selling this thing, I'd be pushing that part hard because,
absolutely.
You know,
he should include a link. The seller should include a link in the listing, but I don't think it's going to happen.
It's the that's another thing too, is that in the Gosling video, if they had chosen this car instead of the slick top car, the Targa, the hard top Targa on this wouldn't have collapsed because those are a lot more rigid, right?
Yeah. Or she could have just jumped in the car and strangled him.
Even better. She could have got the stupid watch back. All right. Yeah. Let us know what you... We haven't even gotten to our bids. What are we talking? I'm just ready to go. I want to go to Luftgold. As soon as we hang up, I'm out. Yeah. I'm on the road. Come to your place.
All right, JP, it's worth mentioning...
Just
and
excited
we'll
about
the
Ryan
numbers.
Gosling.
There are no mention that any of the stock parts are included in the sale of the car. So all
assume
the...
They're not.
I've been standing on my soapbox for 20 minutes talking about he should put it back to stock. I don't even know that the owner of this car has all the stock parts. There's no mention of the exhaust, the stereo, the steering wheel, the front end, or the wheels being included in the car, and nobody's asked them a question. With that in mind, and with 5 days to go until this no reserve auction closes, our car is sitting at only $36,000. I believe that this is an $85,000 to $90,000 car. I don't think it's going to get there. I think that somebody's going to steal this car for like $70,000. I'm going to send this back to you, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I think this car is going to get ripped for $70,000. So, JP, I send it to you at $70,000. The over is wide open, my friend.
Yeah, and I'm taking it. I mean, $75,000, that's kind of absurd for a real 491 that's as rare as this, especially with the Targa. Holy cow, this thing's awesome. And I'm not even a massive fan of red, but I don't hate red like Dwayne Wick, my partner over at the Dura Die Porsche podcast. He's like a Guards red phobe. I always say cabrio phobe. He's a cabrio phobe.
Yeah.
He's Guards red phobe. He's very, very hiding away. You know, Dwayne, you got to get out a little bit.
Didn't he buy a Guards red 930 that he's going to turn into a standard Carrera?
Yeah, but he's gonna
or did
paint
he sell
it
that
stuff
car?
Like that. It's gonna, make an RSR project out of it or something like that. Okay, what was your bid?
70.
Jeez, I'll give you a little bit of a spread. I'll say 80. I mean,
come on, take your real number.
I'll give it 100. I'll do it.
You think 100 grand?
I'm gonna say 100 grand. I think this car gets 100 grand. It should. Yeah. If it doesn't, To get something this rare, this awesome. I mean, the thing is, the problem is, I should go back to my 80. I don't know if I can. I mean, I changed my bid. I'm going back and forth. It does have 136,000 miles on it, which isn't the end of the world. But if this thing had 50,000 miles on it, it's 100 grand. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
at that point,
my bid should be 80.
If it was super low miles, you would bring value back to the car despite all those things, you know, the aftermarket stuff and the poor marketing or whatever. Yeah. But it does have 132,000 miles. So I think that's part of it. So you said 100, I said 70. We've got a good spread. It's going to land somewhere.
You pushed me, you pushed me. Watch, it's going to get 80 and that's going to Yahtzee. And I'm going to be like, what the hell? I got screwed. Happens
all
the time.
Well, you get totally screwed because if it goes to 80, I win.
Yeah, I know, right? That was my original bid. And then, yeah, all right, great. I see how this works. All right, you guys, what do you think? Will Ryan Gosling sell a car for this fella or not?
Nope.
We will find out right after this. Hey, guys, I got to tell you about our friends Godin Porsche of Las Vegas and Godin Classic. If you're looking for a new Porsche or a classic, you've got to call our friend Steve at Godin. Save yourself the hassle of screwing around with all the auctions like we always talk about and just talk to Steve. He'll find you the classic Porsche you're looking for, Godin Porsche of Las Vegas. We talk about Luftkult a lot. We had Patrick Long on the show a couple episodes ago. I like to find, you know, beef everywhere we can. It's just kind of like an old Wendy's commercial. There's some ish going on right now because every time Luftkult comes up, it's kind of like the film festivals. What is it? Sundance, and you got Slamdance and all the other ones. Yep. You know, Luftkult's kind of cultivated all these other events that happen around it. And then you get all these different bodies that are like, there's all this political posturing, everyone trying to like, oh, you come to our event, or no, you come to our event. And, you know, so this year it's no different being in San Francisco. And we are back to the future, back from the break. We took a long break, went to Luftkult 9, drove all the way to San Francisco and back. I drove to San Francisco with our good friend Rami and spent the weekend with him going to all the events that that Michael Deep hosted. But he stuck around when we left the Airbnb. He actually went, he had a girlfriend or something like that come to town. So he went to Napa Wine Country, spent his birthday. Shout out to Rami for his birthday. And he went to drive home on his own, and his muffler fell off on his way out of town or something like that. So I don't know what the heck happened.
Probably from banging it on those really smooth roads I picked for the rally.
Yes, definitely Michael Deeb's fault here. Look what I have here, Michael Deeb.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Big Nerd stickers. Look, they came in. They were sitting on my desk when I got back from Luftkult. Thanks a lot to Zug Monster stickers for being late. They said it would be shipped and everything within 10 days, and it wasn't. Let's just put it that way. So, sorry, guys, if you were asking for swag at Luftkult, we didn't have it for you, but we'll figure out a way to get you guys some swag. All right, Michael Deeb, what happened with this dope Targa? I love this car. Did Gosling sell this car for these people? What happened?
I think, dude, your little take might be right on the damn money. Like, I kid you not. Because, John, I said $70,000, which I admit was low, but I just thought with all the mods that were on there and the high mileage and the fact that there was an 86 that they struggled to sell on Hemmings for like almost a year, I just thought that the market just like it wasn't – the tea leaves didn't look good for that car. You laughed at my take and said $100,000 and then spent, you know, 15 minutes bragging – boasting about how Ryan Gosling was going to sell this car. And I said you were nuts. So 70 grand, my take, 100,000 was your take. When we looked at the car, which admittedly was several days before it was going to close, it was sitting at just $36,000. John, our car sold. I can't even say this with a straight face. Our car sold for $137,491. On 79 bids, the high water mark for the week. Couple of things just to chop up those numbers. So from the time we looked at that car made $101,000 more. I was off by just $48,000, and you were off by $38,000. Listen, I know my number was low. I think your number was spot on. $137,000. I actually think somebody paid $37,000 too much for that car. And the only way I can justify it is that maybe my partner John was right, and Ryan Gosling did sell that damn car with the wheels and the front valance and the whole dang thing. What a trip, man. Listen, by the numbers, how rare it is, and the fact that it's an 86 Carrera, it's a really well-built car, 100, like whatever the mileage was, and I'll read that to you really quickly, 132,000 miles. You should not be afraid of that. My partner, JP, has been preaching that to me since I met him. You know, like, Deeb, you don't have to buy a low-mileage car. You can get one with 100,000 miles on it. It's not going to be a bad thing. And that's certainly the case here. This car looks to be in really nice condition considering its age, and it's a fantastic car. But by the numbers, it's so rare that you can justify the $137,000. But I just didn't think it was going to come anywhere near there. So I am the one eating crow at the end of the week, a week in which I might add my partner, JP, you beat me on the 2007 911 Turbo in cars and bids. You beat me by the failed to sell Carrera Safari out of Issaquah in Washington. You beat me on the 911 RSCS, even though that car got ripped for $100,000 less than its real value, and you beat me on this one, a car I, of all people, should know better than anyone, and I miss it by a mile. So JP, you had a hell of a week, and you weren't even in town to enjoy it. Ugh, I'm leaving the show. I quit.
Who keeps track of results? We're always wrong anyway.
Barf. Terrible
I think
week.
I think the boot of this car was full of Tag Heuer watches or whatever, which Seriously? You would need a lot of watches to get $37,000 extra, because that's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this car's really rare. I mean, Targa wide bodies are really rare. Yeah. And I think this car looks fantastic in that configuration. And Tag Heuer obviously agrees. I think they have better taste in Porsches than they do watch design generally. I don't hate Tag Heuers. I'm not a Tag Heuer hater. But
don't you have a vintage one, or you've had vintage Heuers like from the 60s and 70s?
No, I had an actual Heuer, which I don't have anymore. So it was before they were Tag Heuer. But I do have a Tag Heuer Batman, like a Aqua Racer or whatever automatic. That's kind of nice. Again, I'm not a hater. I think the watches are a little underrated, but they're a little overrated too. I mean, they're just like, it's weird in watch circles. You can kind of get into this conversation about Tag Heuer and everything, but I think they're doing the right thing by hiring Ryan Gosling and putting him in a Porsche and having him drive around and in a really great, fun, viral video.
Didn't just help the watch business. It helped the vintage Porsche business. So, I think you're spot on that one.
And this specific guy who happened to be selling. I just can't believe that came together for this dude.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Do you think there's any chance he knew?
Oh, man. Could you imagine if he did? He's laughing all the way to the bank because he made it like, seriously, at least $25,000 more than he should have on this car. Like, that's awesome. And, the car's a looker. It's not my style, but it is a looker. I'll give you that. Man, he's winning. That is winning the internet right there to get, like, almost $140,000 for that. And have the BALLS to run in no reserve, too, you know? Like, let's just see what happens.
I mean, time and time again, we see no reserve bring big money. We saw it kind of fail on that CS the other day, but usually taking the risk pays off in that regard. But it certainly did in this one.
Have you run a car? Because you've run, and I'm guessing here, but like five or six, maybe more cars on the online auctions. Have you ever run one with a reserve, or have you always gone no reserve?
Ah, man.
Because you tend to do it a lot. You have I tip my hat to you. You have the cojones to run it. Like, I have yet to run a car no reserve, and I don't know if you've run one with a reserve.
No, I've definitely run them with a reserve, for sure. In fact, most of them have. But, like, the very first one, the LeBron, I mean, we were like, whatever. That thing, you know, so I didn't have a reserve on that car. I don't think I had reserves on either of the Cayennes that I ran.
No. Right. I remember I almost bought one for you.
No, did you? And that's right. Yeah. And then, but I did have a reserve on like the 996. The R8.
The 996 was the GT3 replica, right? That seal gray color.
But I lowered the reserve during the auction. That was the time that I took a chance with P-Car and, you know, pretty much failed miserably. But at that point, I just lowered the reserve and just got it out of there. And regret selling that car. I love that car. But anyways, that's a whole other thing. What do you guys think of the results of this Targa? Did Tag Heuer sell this car? Was it Ryan Gosling?
Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Not the watch. I mean, who doesn't want to?
Ryan Gosling's on every girl's list. You know what I mean?
It's true.
and an M491 Targa is on every air-cooled guy's list.
Yeah, I don't see it being on. I mean, how many women are buying air-cooled Porsches? I mean, we were at Lift Cult 9, and as per usual, like single digits, right? I mean, there were girls there, but as per usual, there weren't any, like no women showed up to Lift 9 that weren't there with a guy. And that's pretty typical for car shows in general. Women are just not into classic cars. Tell me in the comments below. We'd love to see a bunch of people. That's not true. But it's like, look, it's just true. They're just there. Every now and then there's one or two or a handful or whatever. But very, very, very rarely are they there on their own without a significant other. And it's just, we'd like to see the opposite of that, but it's just not the case.
7,000 guys at Loop to Colt 9 and maybe 150 women.
Yeah, it really was that ratio. We were talking about that. Like, do you remember the hot import nights back in the early aughts? Those shows were, that you would get tens of thousands of kids, but there were a lot of girls at those things because it was young guys too. So young guys, young girls, that makes sense. They would hire a bunch of young girls to show up, but then there would, that was a totally different scene. This is old guy scene, trying to be cool. But it worked out pretty good. All right, guys, let us know what you think of the results in the comments below. And we will see you tomorrow on the next episode of Bid Nerds.
Get those nerds!